Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow is the deadline for the federal government to reunite thousands of children recently separated from their parents at the border. But as of May, there were more than 700,000 other immigration cases awaiting decision, and immigration judges are spread thin. President Trump's administration has added 100 new judges, but he is balking at adding more. Well, earlier this month, retired district court judges Marilyn Hall Patel and Lowell Jensen offered a solution. They wrote the Justice Department asking that they and other retired federal judges be allowed to hear immigration cases. Judge Marilyn Hall Patel joins us now from Oakland. Judge Patel, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much, Robin.
Well, I mean, obviously, backlogs are not good in any court system, but what are the problems caused by this backlog?
Well, I think the immigration judges who are having to hear these cases are swamped. They've been asked to sort of curtail and produce more so that these cases, many of which are complex and require a great deal of evidence and time to investigate and inquire, these cases, I think, are getting short shrift. So it wouldn't necessarily just bring us out of retirement because we were never immigration judges. But all of us have had security clearances, not that we have them now, but it certainly would be much easier to vet us since most of us were on the bench for quite some period of time.
Everything to many Americans right now has a whiff of partisanship. So they may hear this and their bias may immediately be, oh, this is somebody who wants to clear the way for more immigrants to come in. You know, people, as we know, are applying their own biases to just about everything.
Yes, we know that. But but federal judges have had to serve for many years without that bias. Judge Jensen was actually number two, I think, deputy in the Attorney General's office a number of years ago before he came on the bench, and that was during the Reagan administration. There are retired judges all across the country, Republican, Democrat, maybe independents, I don't know. You can take your pick. We still would have to comply with or follow the law and the regulations. Yeah. But certainly we'd have the capacity to make sure that cases were heard efficiently but fairly.
You yourself, a Democrat nominated by President Jimmy Carter, and involved in just an interesting case that I would love to ask you about since we have you here. In 1983, you overturned a Japanese-American's criminal conviction. He disobeyed government orders to leave his Bay Area home and go to an internment camp during World War II, one of the most shameful chapters in American history. Does that factor into your interest in what's going on today at all?
It certainly piques my interest because I can see some similarities of what was happening at that time and then some of the things that have been happening with respect to the travel bans and so forth. But even in that case, they offered a pardon to Mr. Korematsu. He did not want to accept a pardon. That carried implications with it. He thought that the conviction was unjust and should be set aside. As a result of that, I found that with their offer of a pardon, with their trying to dismiss the indictment, that it was tantamount to confessing error. And as a matter of fact, just a few years ago, The government conceded that, in fact, we should have confessed error and did confess error and said we will not do this kind of thing again.
Well, as I said, a shameful chapter in American history. Look, I want to give you an opportunity, though, to say, if the Attorney General Sessions takes you up on this offer, do you see yourself both deporting people who've crossed the border and allowing them to stay?
Yes. I mean, you have to decide it in accordance with the law.
Right.
I mean, I practiced immigration law at one time, and I actually worked for the Immigration Service, one of the first jobs I had in California. Mm-hmm. But you know that there are some people who come in illegally. They should not be here. And there are others who have a right to at least make a claim. And then that has to be pursued and should be pursued, diligently and as expeditiously as possible.
What do you think of the president's comments about, getting rid of due process?
That is deplorable. And also, that would be unconstitutional. I don't know if he understands what due process means. Mm. I don't think you'd find anybody on either side of the aisle who at least has been a lawyer and knows what that term means, who would support that notion.
Well, that's what you do for a living. So
that's right, also. Right. And that's what immigration judges should be doing for a living as well.
Have you heard anything back from Sessions?
Not yet. I'm not holding my breath, but we sent the letter and the letter was received.
Just one last question. A 2009 study found that immigration judges experience traumatic stress and burnout at higher rates than prison wardens and very busy hospital doctors. Is that part of this? I mean, are you aware of that? You say you've done some immigration, but is that a part of this wanting to help?
I'm aware that there is a high burnout rate, and I know it is a tremendous burden, and particularly now with the pressure being placed on them to finish cases faster and take a much larger caseload. The immediacy, I think, of the tension and the desperateness has to be felt, I think, by the immigration judges. After all, they are human.
That's Judge Marilyn Hall Patel, who's offering to come out of her own retirement to help those immigration judges. Judge Patel, we'll follow this, see what you hear. Thank you.
Thank you.